Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Welcome back to Wacky Wall Street, where I tell you what to do with that extra money you hide from the wife. Just kidding, ladies. Everything you need to know about stocks right here with me, Petey Finch.
Petey Finch.
Yo, Petey.
Now, last week, I told you all about Microsoft. This week, I'm telling you about Tesla. At $2.70 a share, I'm predicting Tesla to go up and up and into outer space.
One small step for man.
That's all in the past. Now, I want to look to the future.
Future by 3,000.
Hey, Scott, I'm ringing my bell. You know what that means. Knockout stock.
Knockout stock.
This week's knockout stock is in sports.
You're out of there.
Anaheim Sports Group. Multi-billion dollar sports conglomerate currently trading at $70 a share are selling an asset. For everything we need to know, we're gonna go across the pond to jolly old England.
How do you do?
Ashwood City Football Club. Heard of them? No? Didn't think so. Well, get this. They're part of the ASG network, and they are for sale, my friends. The price tag is $745 million. They just defeated the Wolverhampton Wolves in the Premier League 1-0. And hey, come on in close. You know Petey ain't no cowboy.
Yeehaw.
And you know he's gonna treat you right. So I got you. That's right. I got you. An Ashwood City expert on the line, all the way from London, England. And you're talking to Petey Finch on Wacky Wall Street. Ian, it's Petey.
Alright.
I'm better than all right, my friend. Tell me about Ashtown City.
The club is a mess.
It's a what?
It's a mess, mate. The boardroom is an absolute circus. What was that?
Just ignore it, Ian. Don't worry about that. Now tell me, are you excited about the sale?
Listen, no. Right, I can't wait for him to go. Because that Yankee owner is never here. He's always in America. And that's the thing, though, right? That's the thing, right? But there's too many foreigners at this club.
Suck
you know,
on
hey, gringo.
Too many foreigners coming over here and messing with our club. It's our club. You know, you can't just take it away.
Ian, you seem pretty pissed.
I'm absolutely smashed, Pete.
Ian, I'm gonna stop you. Since we've been speaking to you, that stock is crashing. What can you tell the ASG stockholders to keep them happy?
I don't know, mate. It's fucked.
Bad language. We got bad language. Apologies to the folks watching at home. Gotta watch that potty mouth, Ian.
Sorry, Pete. Sorry, everybody watching at home. I've been through a lot.
What?
She's changed the locks on the ass. She's changed the locks. And Greg, the pub, says that she's seeing someone else. I think it's the bloke that manages the Argos on the high street.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, I've had enough, mate. I've got to be honest with you. I've had enough.
But you just beat those Wolverhampton Wolves 1-0. Surely things are looking up for Asheville.
Somehow we're getting results, but the infrastructure It's non-existent, I tell you. And our playing squad is worthless. I mean that. I really do, mate. I'm not worth a penny.
That was Ian. Thank you, Ian. And I'm sorry about the ex-wife, but remember what Petey always says. Wife begins at 30. Life begins at 40. Remember that, folks. Hey, so get this. That ASG stock has just collapsed.
These things
happen. Petey's a big man. Petey can admit when he was wrong. So I guess there's lots of folks watching at home, and, well, I'm going to call it, people. I think it's time. You know what it is? You know what it is? I'm going to flip the script!
Flip the script.
That stock is trying to cross the pond and just hit a goddamn iceberg. So I'm telling you now, get out now! Grab a life jacket and jump in that icy water, folks, because that baby is going down! Tell Kate, tell Leo to get off that ship now!
But this ship can't sink.
Yes, it can, buddy! Get the hell out of there!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Following another unexpected victory, this time against Wolverhampton Wanderers, and the reinstating of Patrick Nolan as chief executive, Ashwood staff and players are using the midweek for a number of team bonding exercises.
Ah, fucking hell. Missed it.
Shoot.
Shoot. You fucking shoot.
I'm saving my ammo.
God's sake.
Anyway, what was I saying?
You were slagging off Jess.
Oh, yeah. So, I was like, Jess, just shut up. All right, I'm in charge. Do what I say. Comprende?
Yeah, okay, Patrick.
I did.
Yeah, okay, mate.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're scratching your chin.
I've got an itchy chin.
You're wearing a mask and gloves.
But yeah, of course you said that to her, mate. I believe you.
Stop itching your chin. You're wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right, you don't believe me.
You told Jess to shut up and do what you say.
Wait. Is she behind me right now?
If she was, pal, then my visor would be decorated with your brains.
And she's still got the highest score?
Probably. She's just raided a bunker containing the reserve goalkeepers. Good God, it's a bloodbath.
Yeah, well, look, I told her what's what.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I don't believe you. You don't even believe you.
Oh, fuck off. You don't know. Take that, you teenage overpaid piece of shit.
That's Rosie. She's an unpaid intern.
Yeah, but she just filed her travel expenses. Take the fucking bus next time. An Uber every day. Unbelievable.
Finance is tight or something. Last time I checked, the club was up for sale to the tune of 600 million quid.
Get back in the bunker.
Who's your ideal buyer of Ashwood, by the way?
Oh, yeah, good question. You know, I'll tell you what I bloody love.
Go on.
Arab.
Oh, eh?
Hmm. Bit of oil money, some shady investments here and there, fuck the UEFA financial fair play up the arse every season, yeah. Yeah, Arabs. They're my kind of rich people.
Too political for me, hello.
Nah.
Oh, aye. Because who have you got left, realistically? Abu Dhabi? Taken. Qatar? Taken. Dubai?
Dubai. I'll take Dubai any day of the week.
Saudi?
Just give me the chance.
Ethical issues there,
oh,
pal.
Oh, please.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, you can shove your ethics up your arse.
Russian?
Well, fuck that. Do you want me dead? Be coughing up blood by the end of the transfer window.
I'd take China.
Yeah, maybe.
What's wrong with China?
A bit commercial, isn't it?
So?
Well, you know.
What?
Just, it's a bit of a sellout move.
Oh, but some oily grand prince selling weapons and oppression is absolutely fine, is it?
They don't sell the weapons, Woody. They buy them. Have some respect.
Fire at Will.
Where?
Will, the security manager. Right there.
I missed him.
Get off some of that. Go. Oh, shit. Right in his fucking neck.
Nice.
Would you take another American owner?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't kick one out of bed. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want to stand Kroenke.
Or one of those zombies that owns Man United. What are they called again?
Ooh, the Glazers.
Aye, them. Give me fucking nightmares just thinking about them.
Yeah, we'll see. Been a busy week with the Tottenham win and the Wolves win. Yeah, maybe we look like a decent purchase.
Or do we get Europa and Hutch keeps the club?
God, more of that and you're going to go the same way as Gary, all right?
You never fucking told me how you did it.
Didn't I?
No.
Well, so you know how he thought he was going to the Wolves game?
Did he fuck?
He did indeed fuck. So I organised his transport on the day.
Excuse me, pal.
Yes, Mr. Briggs.
Is this the M6 still?
I believe so.
You are?
I believe this is the M6, yes.
Fuck's sake. Is it a particularly strong belief that this is the M6? Are you evangelical in your faith that this is the M-fucking-6?
Is something wrong, Mr. Briggs?
Yes, there is. We've been driving for hours. My phone isn't fucking working, and the game kicks off in half an hour.
Would you like me to put some music on for you? You can connect your phone via the Bluetooth.
No, I fucking can't, because it isn't working, pal. Listen. God.
Apologies.
I'm not having a go, pal, honestly. I'm just... I just can't understand why this is taking so long.
Just a bit of congestion, that's all. We'll be there before you know it.
I'll know it when I turn up and Jimenez has knocked two past us.
For what it's worth, I think we'll win today, Mr. Briggs.
You are?
I think we'll win.
Well, it would be nice to actually watch us win, wouldn't it?
I think the way we play, we could cause Wolves some problems, you know.
Oh, you do you?
I think Amadou is too much of a handful for Cody. We can overrun them easily in the midfield because, you see, they got ball-playing midfielders and we got battling box-to-box.
Right,
touch,
yeah,
you know?
I get it, son. Unless you're going to wheel out a touchscreen, I'm dozing off here.
Yeah, we could do with a better number 10.
Can we just concentrate on the road, please?
Our waveform has actually been pretty strong.
No, the M6. Can we just concentrate on the M6?
Sometimes I just think Amadou can be stranded, that's all. It's a shame, really.
You know what? Put some fucking music on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why was he so desperate to get to the fucking Wolves game?
You know, trying to prove himself when I returned, I guess.
What a loser. Just do the honourable thing and fuck off.
Some people, eh?
Who's the driver he gave him?
Some guy that Dan used to complain about.
Dan used to complain about him?
Yeah.
Fuck me, the one man bland that is Dan Watson complained about him.
Yeah, well, that particular one man bland is on the brink of a Europa League semi-final, so...
Yeah. And I'm on the brink of a urinary tract infection, but there's some things that aren't worth bragging about, pal.
Who do you think's going to win the league?
It's obvious, isn't it?
Who?
The obvious answer.
Man City.
Aye.
I think Liverpool is something special this year.
Who do you think are going to win the league?
Man City.
Thank you.
How come you never took the Liverpool sporting director job?
Because I love Ashwood City.
No, what's the actual reason?
I told him I didn't want to work with Brendan.
What, and they picked Brendan over you?
Yep.
Ouch.
It doesn't bother me too much.
No, I'm sorry, I was saying ouch because of my lower back. Ow. Oh, God.
Oh. I'm still going to suggest buying Coutinho to them.
Meh.
What do you mean, meh? Scored an absolute belter against United.
Oh, wowee.
He's top, top, top.
Just, you know, not a huge fan. Yeah, everyone has a player like that these days.
Oh, a £100 million player, you mean? Where's ours in, Patrick?
No, you know what I mean. The diminutive number 10 playmaker.
They're a luxury, mate. Oh! You don't know what you're talking about.
They used to be. They're like iPhones, yeah? Once upon a time, they were special. Now everybody has them.
You don't have a clue.
Remember the first time you went into a toilet and used the Dyson Airblade and you just thought, wow. Right, this is luxury. Oh, God. This is the future. My skin is going to come off. My hands have never been drier. Every time, it felt like you'd just gone for a dump on the Starship Enterprise.
Aye.
Yeah, well, now you can go into any Wetherspoons, and there it is. The Dyson Airblade spraying soap and piss everywhere.
Sorry, was this a conversation about Coutinho originally?
No, it was a conversation about Gary Briggs.
Oh, aye. What were you saying?
So, I was saying I sent him to Wolves for the game.
I didn't see him there at all.
Yeah, well, that's because it wasn't technically the same Wolves game that we were at.
Right, I see. I've had enough. I've missed the first half. You don't have a fucking clue where you're going, and I'm sat here...
We're here, Mr. Briggs. We're here.
Oh, fucking last. Jesus Christ.
I'll just wait in the car park. Right.
Hang on. What the fuck is that?
That's the stadium, Mr. Briggs.
That's not the Molyneux.
No, it isn't. It's the Wolves Stadium.
Are you utterly insane? You're telling me that's Wolves?
Yes, Warrington Wolves.
The rugby league team?
Yes.
So, hold on a fucking second. You knew we were playing Wolves today. The football club, Wolves. And you took me here. Get out the fucking car right now. Because I'm fucking hungry like the Wolves, son.
It's not my job to question the destination provided to
me. I never said bastard Warrington.
But you didn't book me, did you?
Who did?
Patrick Nolan.
Why are you listening to him? You're my driver.
I'm Ashwood's driver, and he gave me the instructions.
Well, he don't work for us anymore.
Well, the email was signed off by the office manager.
Right, take me home.
Are you sure you don't want to watch the rugby?
Do I look like someone who wants to watch rugby league?
Well, yeah.
Well, because I'm from Lancashire.
Not necessarily.
I'm not interested in a sport that is dependent on the M62 in order to function. Fucking take me home! Why are we the only ones swimming?
No, I didn't want to with all the players.
Why not?
Because I've seen what they do in the dressing room.
You have? That's not weird at all.
Do you know what this club is missing?
How long you got?
A real shirt seller.
Kieran Broom.
Oh, please.
What? He sells shirts.
Oh, he sells the most shirts, yes, but he's not a shirt seller.
He's a shirt seller.
He's not. He's sold about as many shirts as Debenhams. That's a bad thing.
Broom is Ashwood through and through, though, isn't he?
No, I mean someone foreign and interesting.
Criswell?
He's from Belfast.
I can add him.
You having a fucking laugh? He's a centre-back.
All right, fine. Maybe we don't have a shirt seller. Why do you care?
Well, it'll just help get a buyer, wouldn't it?
Oh, of course. You're back to daydreaming about your 90 million.
Yeah, you bet. I've got my eye on a country club.
You're going to become a member, are you?
No, I'm going to buy it.
Oh, the whole club?
Yeah, my friend. This'll be me every day.
Can I get a free membership?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not how my new club operates.
Well, if it operates anything like your current club, then you're in fucking trouble, pal.
Fine. I'll give you 10% off. Yeah, and that is a promise.
A promise? I won't be seeing that, then. That is about as much fulfilled promise as Hatem Ben Arfa.
Suit yourself.
I thought you'd buy an apartment in town.
No. Where the fuck would I want an apartment in Ashford?
I don't know, but Christine was having a look at some stuff the other day.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
was me.
You are buying?
No, that was Gary. That's Gary's flat. Owned by Ashwood City.
Stop laughing at your own deviousness. You're going to drown.
Uh,
was a good one.
What did you do?
Oh, well, he missed the Wolves game, obviously.
Our new style of play. That's why I said we'd beat Wolves, didn't I? I said we'd beat Wolves, and we did.
Yes, I know. You've been saying that for the past 3.5 hours.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Briggs.
Has it?
Absolutely.
You took me 70 miles in the wrong direction.
At the request of my employers.
I'm your employer.
Well, that's not the information I was provided with, you see.
Well, allow me to provide you with some information.
What is it?
You can't see that.
No.
Giving you the middle finger.
Well, it's sort of in my blind spot, you see.
For fuck's sake. What is going on?
Everything all right?
Yes. Now fuck off.
I should really see you inside.
I'm a grown man.
It's just... I need to know you're in today. You know?
Well, I'll give you 3 rings. All right.
Need a hand?
Fucking hell!
Mr. Briggs, do you want me to call a locksmith?
Yes. No, wait. Look, take me to the club offices.
Absolutely, Mr. Briggs. Mind if I put the radio on?
I think that was an absolutely cracking result. Now, what we got to do is invest, and I think we should buy Paul Pogba.
Ah, great.
Because he's unhappy.
This is just great.
I don't think he's that expensive, and I think he'd really fit in the team, because we need a decent number 10, and I know he's technically an 8, and Gary, my mate, says he's a 6, but I think if we play him as a 10, then we're actually going to get more out of him, right? Now listen, because he's at his best...
Can you please order, Patrick? This poor waiter has been standing here for fucking ages whilst you laugh like a fucking maniac.
Oh, sorry. No, look, I'll have the salmon arancini balls to start, and the wood pigeon for my main. Yeah, thank you.
Look, it's really funny, don't get me wrong. If you don't snap out of it, I'm going to kick you in your arancini balls. Who's that?
It's an email.
I know. Who is it?
Oh, just some club buying stuff, you know. You wouldn't understand.
Tell you what I wouldn't mind, though. A consortium.
A consortium?
Aye. A consortium. Clubs are always getting bought by these consortiums.
Not these days.
Aye, but we could bring it back, couldn't we? Ashwood has been purchased by a consortium.
Nah, too many people involved. I don't like crowd.
Well, you should have worked for Man City.
Very good.
But aye, a consortium. There's no bossy owner, is there?
What do you mean?
It's just a bunch of people, you know, it's like crowdfunding, but, you know, it actually works.
I don't want a consortium, I want Arab oil money. Is that too much to ask?
You couldn't spend it.
Oh, come on, yes I could.
I saw you looking at the lobster and you even asked about the size of it.
Yeah, and I didn't want it.
You didn't want it?
Yeah, it didn't feel like
it. Oh yeah, because every now and again we just don't feel like eating lobster.
Correct.
You didn't feel like paying 70 quid for it.
Well, you get the lobster then if you love it so much. Why don't you marry it?
It's not about the lobster, though, is it?
Oh, can we please just have a nice meal? This is team bonding.
I haven't spoken to a single member of the team since this morning. Have you?
Yeah.
Asking Marcelo for cover and fire isn't speaking to the team, Patrick.
Okay, look, I'm busy, all right? I've got a lot on my plate.
Aye, a fucking pigeon and a pair of salmon bollocks.
Okay, right, fine. That's it.
What?
No, I'm not telling you the rest of the story, no.
Oh, what?
Nope.
Oh, that's not fair. You were just getting to the best bit.
Yeah, well, you ruined it.
All right, fine. I take it back.
I'll just let Jess tell you.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Jess knows?
Maybe.
Oh, please just tell me. Patrick, please.
All right, fine. Okay. So, I took away his apartment. Then, I revoked his pass.
His work pass?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right, Mark.
Hello, Frank. It's just me and my passenger.
Can I see your pass, sir?
Show him your pass, then. Sorry about him. He's a bit slow.
I'm talking to you, mate.
Oh. Aye.
Lovely. Yeah. Just going to scan you in back in a moment.
Okay.
He's a good guy, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter's running the London Marathon.
Wow, eh?
Yeah, amazing girl. Amazing family. He's actually got another son who ran it last year.
I don't fucking care, okay? I don't care if she's running for fucking president. Just shut up, shut up, shut up.
No, it's void, mate.
It's what?
Void.
All right, well, what does that mean?
It's void.
Stop saying it's void. What does void mean? Is it expired? Is it broken? What's wrong with it?
No, it's been cancelled.
Why didn't you say that, then?
Can't let you in, sir. Okay, have a good night. See you later.
Why can't you let me in?
Because your pass is void.
God, look, in what scenario would I be allowed through these gates and into my office?
I can't.
Yes, but if you could, how could we go about that?
Because I can't let you in.
Why not?
Because your pass is void, Mr. Briggs.
Fucking hell. Right, how much will it cost?
A new pass. I think they're free, but you're going to have to wait till Tuesday because of Easter
weekend.
No,
I can give you cash now. What will it cost?
I don't take bribes.
Fuck.
You want me to find your hotel, Mr. Briggs?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Look, good to see you, Frank. I did my donation to her run yesterday, all right?
Oh, did you? Oh, thanks, Mark, mate.
Wait, I want to donate.
You do?
Yeah, how big a donation to this wonderful cause will get me through that gate? Right, what the fuck is going on?
Gary, you're late. It's nearly midnight. Where were you at the Molyneux? Yeah. Good result, though, wasn't it? 1-0. Oof, not easy to keep a clean sheet against...
Shut up! Just shut the fuck up! What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, just catching up on some work post-match.
Work? What fucking work?
Well, doing some staff restructuring right now.
What did you do to my pass?
Oh, yeah, how did you get in? Oh, by the way, we are thinking of doing a donation from the whole office for Frank's daughter.
Don't fucking start with me.
Oh, no, I'm not starting on you, Gary. I'm finishing on you.
You sick bastard.
You had a good run. No, you almost made it, but not quite. It's been a good trial, but... Oh, I don't think you're the kind of character we're looking for at this club.
What's that?
What, this? Oh, it's my lanyard. It has to be worn on the premises by all staff, you see.
So you're back, then?
Yeah, I'm back. And I've been a bit busy, actually. I'm running behind on this.
Is that my contract?
Your contract, yeah. Look, that probation period finishes soon. Oh, look at that. Very soon. Tomorrow, in fact, which would be in 2 minutes' time. It's exciting.
You can't just dismiss me.
No, you're right. I can't just dismiss you. I can do lots of things. I can lock your phone. I can send you to Warrington. I can take away your home. I can deactivate your pass. And then I can just dismiss you.
What do you want from me, Patrick?
Loyalty.
You're not a fucking king.
1 minute to go.
I can give you loyalty. You just never tried approaching me. Hutch got there first, didn't he?
You would work for me.
Of course I would. You're a fucking legend of the game, mate. A proper legend.
I am.
Yes, mate. Everybody knows Patrick Nolan. Everybody knows not to mess with him. I wasn't properly messing, you know. I was just out for myself, you know. Like,
yeah, I do know. 30 seconds.
Patrick, think, right. Think now. You know I do a decent job at this place. The only time it weren't going well was when you were fucking me about. So just imagine what I could do with you above me.
You make a good point.
I know I do. I'm serious, mate. With Hutch out the way and the new owners, we can do whatever we want.
10 seconds.
So let's sort this shit all out. Let's get that Yankee bastard out and let's build a proper club.
Well, that is the end of your probation period, Mr. Briggs.
And I'm still here.
You're still here.
Loyalty, my friend. And there's plenty more where that came from.
Good. Let's put this behind us.
Shake on it?
Sure.
You're a good man, Patrick.
Oh, I know that. Have you got a hotel and everything sorted tonight?
Aye, I'm going to have to go and use me office phone, though.
Sure.
What the fuck is this? Alex Morrison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Alex's new office, that. Lovely, isn't it?
Why the fuck has she got my office?
Because you're fired, Gary. Did you not get my email?
Your email?
Oh, your phone. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Well, terminated your contract, mate.
You cunt.
Yeah, that's me. Now, if you don't mind, get the fuck out of my club.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.